sneak in, I'm sorry.
Nice cap, Joe.
Okay, welcome everyone. I'd like to go ahead and start the meeting here for February 26th, and this is the Laughlin Town Advisory Board meeting. It is 1:30, and I'd like to call to order. Just a little note on the agenda, that items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter that is not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the board of the County Commissioners Zoning Commission or Clark County Planning Commission for final action. And please turn off or mute all your cell phones and other electronic devices because they interfere with the system here. And please take all private conversations outside the room. Within 48-hour advance request, we can have a sign language interpreter or any other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities. And there's a couple of numbers that you can call or you can see the town manager's office, and they'll be able to help you. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from the Laughlin Town Manager's office, and it's also available on the county's website at www.clarkcountynv.gov. So the current board members are myself, Chair, Kathy Oakes, Vice Chair, James Maniacci, Niall Smith, and Kathleen Whitehead, Secretary Tammy Harris, and the town manager or the county liaison is Dr. Brian Paulson. So we have called to order, and I'd like to proceed with the invocation by Doug Wesley, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, and then roll call. Thank you, Doug.
Lord, thank you so much for this glorious day and the wonderful snow-covered hills we had a few days ago. You're a tremendous artist. You're the great painter, the great creator. You're a genius artist, a great painter. I'm in awe of the things that you always do. Please bless us this day. Bless the hearts and minds that are here, because I know you love them. I know you love them eternally, and that will never, never end. May you be blessed. May we be blessed. Amen.
You may be seated. And roll call. Kathleen Whitehead.
Present.
James Maniacci.
Here.
Kathy Oakes.
Present.
Niall Smith.
Here.
And Gina Mackey. Present. And we do have a quorum. We can begin. Public comment. And this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public listed at the end of this agenda. And might I say that since we only have the one zoning item, I'd like to go ahead and, after the presentation, hear from Once we hear from the applicant, we'll go ahead and hear from the public. I'll open it up for public response and any questions, close it out, and then hear from the board, and then call to vote. The comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and you would step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. And if anyone or a member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board's majority vote. Number three on the items is the approval of agenda for February 26, 2019, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. Do we have a motion?
So I move that we approve the agenda for today.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion
5-1, motion carries. Number four, informational items. We have none, so let's get right to it. Planning and zoning. This is DR-19-0080, Aquarius Gaming LLC, design reviews for the following. Number one, modifications to an existing freestanding sign. And number two, increase the... I'm sorry?
She's talking to Doug.
Oh, and increase the area for animated signs in conjunction with the Aquarius Resort Hotel on 17.2 acres in a Hotel 1 limited resort and apartment zone in the multiple use District 1 overlay, generally located on the east side of Casino Drive, 370 feet north of Bruce Woodbury Drive, within Laughlin. And this is for possible action to be sent to the Board of County Commissioners on March 20th. And there is an applicant. Welcome.
Hello.
And thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Richard Purvis. I'm at 5280 North Chieftain, Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm here on behalf of YESCO representing Aquarius. And we are asking for an increase of the animation of the sign. Currently, the sign is, what we're seeing here is the site plan. The sign is going to be in the same location and currently looks like the picture on your left. The animation is in the wave, the Aquarius letters, and the coins falling down, as well as the message unit. That sign is 82 feet tall by 32 feet wide. The new sign will be in the exact same place, and it will be using the same foundation, the same pole, and meet new current codes with respect to engineering. And in doing so, we had to decrease the height of the sign to 76 feet and the width to 31 foot 10. But the increase of the animation is the graphics that you see below Casino Resort will be a LED display, and the LED display will be on both north and south, as well as east and west. So the LED will wrap all four sides of the display and the content that will allow you to have the graphics run all the way around. So that is the intent of what we're here to ask for approval on.
Wonderful, thank you very much. I'd like to open this up to the public if there's anyone that would like to speak or ask questions.
Good afternoon, Robert Bilbray, 1631 Cal Edison Drive. I'm here on behalf of Bilbray Industries. As you know, I own three separate parcels on Casino Drive. I'm here to speak in favor and support of this. We have submitted the three postcard approvals for this application, and would like to extend our appreciation to Golden Gaming for both increasing the technology for this type of signage in our community, and hope others will follow. Again, it's a lot of money, a big investment, and I, as a neighbor, am appreciative of it, and I'd appreciate your support of Golden Gaming's application. If you have any questions, thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, I'd like to close it to the public and open it up to the board. Does anybody have any questions or comments?
The only comments I have is it's what they're asking for is the modification and an increase in the area of animated signs, so that is a waiver. I think it's a positive a positive improvement. We just need to know that it will establish a bit of a precedent, coming forward. But I think that's all good. That's a positive thing. We'll get away from these hand-lettered signs and stuff that we see, and make it more cohesive for all the properties to follow suit. We'll still hear them on a one-by-one basis for approval or not, but I think it's a positive change for our strip.
Thank you. Anyone else? Niall?
Madam Chair, smaller, newer, better. I think we just need to heap wishes of success upon them. And thanks for being here. Good luck. Let's get her done.
Thank you. Jim?
Will the intensity of the LED image be a lot brighter than it is now?
Richard Purvis, 5280 North Chieftain with Yesco. The image will be, because it's newer, the intensity of the LEDs will be brighter, but they do have, every one of the LEDs has an automatic dimmer on them, and it's based on about 10% brighter than ambient light. So it will not be blinding during the evening, if that's a concern.
Thank you. But will you have different messages on the four sides, or will it just be the same message on all four?
I anticipate that the, if I can speak on behalf of Aquarius, I would anticipate, it has the flexibility to be four different messages, but I would anticipate that they will be cohesive together.
Right. So they do have the flexibility for that.
Yes.
That's great.
Thank you. And Kathleen, any comments?
Actually, no.
Okay. I think it's a good idea. I see no problem. It looks as if everybody is in compliance, and we wish you the best.
Okay, I do have one question, Madam Chairman. Okay. So I'm looking at where it says Casino, Aquarius Casino Drive. So we'll have anything like the old casino, the old sign with the waves and everything. So it's going to be just a blank, just straight, nothing fancy.
Richard Purvis, 5280 North Chieftain again. The Aquarius Casino Resort letters are actually illuminated channel letters, so those don't change. Those are static. Below it, where it says get in on the game, from there down will be animated signs. So the letters above will light up at night. They'll light up white.
But nothing fancy like the wave or anything. It's just going to be a basic.
Sean Hammond, 1900 South Casino Drive, off the Nevada Aquarius. No, unfortunately, Kathleen, that wave and the vessel with the coins that you see was the original logo designed in 2006 when we took over as ASEP of the Flamingo Hilton. And we have slowly been phasing that out even before Golden acquired us. So our new logo is the Aquarius there you see at the very top on the right-hand side with the waves coming through making the Q. So eventually we will be rebranding the entire property. And as we come up to these projects that need a replacement, such as this marquee, because the video screen's over 13 years old and it's time for them to go away, we had the opportunity to start with this big thing first, and then slowly but surely you'll see that new logo look. So the wave is not the big bold thing over the top, it's just a little bit more subtle.
Okay. Matt? I do have a question. What is the timing of this project? When do you foresee that this will be up and running?
Richard Purvis again. We are currently on schedule for the end of April, assuming we receive approval.
At hardly.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, I do have one question. On the sign at the left, there's a box below that. Will that remain?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Do we have any further questions from the board?
No.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is I would like to see if anyone would entertain a motion.
Madam Chairman, I will move that we recommend approval to the County Commission of application DR 190080 Aquarius Gaming LLC for design reviews for modifications to an existing freestanding sign and an increase in the area for animated signs in conjunction with the Aquarius Resort Hotel on 17.2 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the multiple use District 1 overlay district.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving forward, comments by the general public. And this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. And again, you would step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and spell the last name for record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there anybody that would like to speak? Seeing none, our next meeting date would be Tuesday, March 12, 2019. And the last thing on the agenda would be an adjournment. Do we have a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
And do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
We are adjourned.